Welcome to another Discover Film Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Howard, and today we've got George Moyes in, and he's going to answer the DF4Q. You might not know it, but DF4Q stands for Discover Film 4 Questions, and they are favorite movie, an underrated movie, an overrated movie, and a lesser-known film that people should seek out. George's independent feature Counterclockwise was one of the hits of Film Invasion 2016, so I was really curious what his DF4Q would be. Let's find out.
Generally, the few of the top right now, because it used to be Goodfellas for years. That was my go-to number one best movie. And I still love it, but my top three now are probably Schindler's List, Die Hard, and Aliens.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Schindler's List.
Schindler's is a powerful movie.
I think my dad saw it once years ago, and he's like, whenever I bring it up, he's like, yeah, but isn't that just like, you know, it's like you were obligated to like it, you know, because it was so important. And I was like, no, daddy. It's like, this movie is like a technical marvel, like the execution of that movie, like the transitions and the style are just, I didn't even care about the subject matter at all. Like, it's like, I must to some extent because I love it so much. I don't know why I like it so much. I think a part of it is like, it's like a buddy movie between like Liam Neeson and Ben Kingsley. It's almost like a buddy cop movie in that sense. I mean, not at all, but in their dynamic.
I was furious when Ben Kingsley didn't even get nominated for supporting actor. I thought Ben Kingsley, his presence carries that film for me.
That movie, it's just like,
And
there's something and his, really just amazing about it. But it's like the style and the execution are just amazing. And it's so different from all his other movies. It was like he did this movie and then it was like, he can do this. So he can do everything. He can do all this. Really, he's the best at this other kind. And then he can do this. So, I mean, Die Hard is one of the best action movies ever made.
Yeah, Die Hard. And one of the best scripts.
I haven't read this. I should read the script. I haven't read it. Really?
Yeah.
I got to read that script. And then Aliens, I mean, is one of the best science fiction horror. I mean, that movie.
Yeah,
people talk
straight up action.
People talk that about that movie as being such an action movie. There's almost no action in that movie. The first half of the movie, literally nothing happens. It's all suspense. Like at the midpoint, there's like the big, you know, action scene. But and even then, there's like. There's more action than the first one, but
yeah. Well, the first one's a straight up horror.
So I know why people say it, but most of the movie is just suspense, the whole thing.
I'm a huge Cameron fan.
Love it. Okay, next question.
The next one is a film that you think is underrated.
Yes,
meaning you hear a lot of people.
Oh, I already have an answer for this.
Downplay it.
Passengers. It's a totally underrated movie. Passengers. When it came out, got all these mixed reviews and people. It's one of these weird examples where people are like, the plot should have been this. The plot, even Jennifer Lawrence, I think, talked about this. Like, the movie should have been her waking up. And I'm like, I thought that movie was so good and so strong and just like this super simple, clean structure. I saw it twice. And I'm like, this movie's like really good. And no one seemed to like it. And I don't know why.
I'm shrugging because I haven't seen it.
Oh, you should see it. It's so good.
I'll see
it. It's a totally solid movie.
I absolutely take your suggestion.
It's like a movie people decided to not like for some reason. Maybe it just wasn't what they thought it would be. And that's, I don't know.
Or maybe they wanted to play or hate on her a little.
Yeah, this is it. Jennifer.
Impression is she's great.
I love her, but I mean, they're really. It gets to a point, like Anne Hathaway had that a little bit, like the fatigue, a little bit.
God, she's great, too.
I love both of them.
Yeah. So now the fun question, where you get to throw a little shade on one or more films, which is a film that everyone seems to love and you think it's overrated.
Oh, this is easy. The Dark Knight. The Dark Knight is easily the most overrated movie of all time. It's a good movie. But the Batman Begins is a way better movie, like, as a movie. Like, The Dark Knight has probably better scenes, and Heath Ledger is amazing. Like, The Dark Knight has amazing stuff in it, but it, I do not understand why it's considered this like perfect, amazing. It's just beyond me. It's just not that good. It's just, I don't understand people's obsession with that movie.
I understand. And I don't think you're the only one to say it's,
I guess not. I mean, it's, you know, and like Nolan, you
but
know,
a lot of people,
they love it so much. It's,
they really do.
It hits something in like the zeitgeist and with like, you know, Joe Schmo film goer that like, I don't know
why. I guess. And it might be all that thing at the end where they, the live or die thing with the boat.
There's
people,
something about him as a director that like,
I think he phoned it in. I know that's.
Phoned it in?
Yeah, I actually think Christopher Nolan
agreed to direct. He's trying.
Yeah, he agreed to direct a couple Batman movies, and like halfway through the second one, he realized, I don't want to be doing Batman movies.
Third one seems maybe a little phoned in. You could make that argument. You think he's not trying?
Yeah, I feel like he and I could share a drink someday, and I could picture him saying, yeah, no, I stopped caring midway through the first one.
I mean, that's very interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, for all you know, Christian Bale was like, yeah, no, seriously, I did not want to be Batman. It paid for me to do all these other things.
You know what? You definitely see more, because I think it's just obvious to me that Bale is just not a good Batman. Like, the Batman voice is terrible. It's, like, overtly bad. It's absurd. And by the time we get to the third one, he's, like, barely Batman. Like, I think someone clocked, like, the amount of the running time that he's Batman, and it's way less than the third one.
Yeah, no, it's a tough...
In fact, he's great as Bruce Wayne. He's a great Bruce Wayne. I think he's good. He's funny. I don't know if it's The Dark Knight, the scene where, like, he's drunk. He's, like, he's really funny. I mean, he's great, but...
Yeah, Bale is
I mean, Batman for... Batman to me
Bale
will always...
Bale and Nolan are two of my favorite people... And I feel...
So you like Nolan? You just think he phoned it in on those movies?
Oh, I love Nolan.
Oh! You don't like Nolan.
No.
Oh, now I wonder.
I have Memento, Inception...
The Prestige is... I love The Prestige. That movie is 10 times better than any of the Batman movies.
Oh, yeah.
The Prestige is so good.
Yeah.
I love
Prestige. Everything. I don't think he's missed anything.
Yeah.
But... And I don't think I might actually have to take it back if I rewatch them because
the Batman movies?
Yeah, because I didn't watch them more than once because I was like, like them.
See, I'll do the thing, even if I don't like a movie, for some reason I'll see it like 2-3 times. Like if it's a big movie that
I'd rather watch Inception or Memento again.
See, Inception's also super, super overrated.
Oh, see, I would disagree with you.
Way overrated.
I would disagree. I think it's perfect.
That movie's, like, boring. The first half is, like, totally boring.
Oh, I think it's so
perfect.
It's
just a bunch of talking and, like...
Oh. I think it's so good.
No.
But that's fair for you to call that one overrated. Oh. Two Nolan films, overrated.
Yeah.
Yes. I guess... But part of overrated is that it gets so much praise.
This is why my dad doesn't like Schindler's List. If he just saw it, if it just came out, if it didn't have any hype, he would have loved it.
I won't name the person, but a board member of Film Invasion jokingly over lunch said that Schindler's List is his most overrated.
That's totally fair. You know what I mean? Because, that movie was as hyped as, like, The Dark Knight. So that makes total sense. Sure. I can see why people would say that.
Yeah, it is.
In fact, honestly, to be honest, I always feel a little embarrassed when I say Schindler's List is one of my favorite movies because it was so popular. I feel like, oh, God, am I
late? Yeah, but, you know, the...
But I love it so good.
Yeah. Right, well, the last question is that hidden gem that most people haven't seen that you want them to seek out.
Okay, that's easy. This is always my go-to, is Maelstrom. Maelstrom by Denis Villeneuve is this... have you seen it?
No.
Maelstrom? Maelstrom was Denis Villeneuve's, I think, second movie. It's from, like, 2000, something like that. Maelstrom is this amazing, incredibly strange... movie with it's French Canadian, and it's about this. The narrator is a fish. The movie opens, and this weird guy in this abandoned factory is like chopping up a fish, and he cuts the fish head, and the fish starts talking. It's like an animatronic, and it starts narrating the story. And it's just
that
like
sounds excellent.
And it's like this beautiful, beautiful, and that was a favorite movie of me and my like film nerd friends for years. And he didn't make another movie for like 6-7 years, and we were like, what happened to the Maelstrom guy? So now it's very strange to have Denis be the hottest director in Hollywood. And now he's going to do Dune. He'll be even bigger. And it's just, it's bizarre. It's almost like if like a really super famous actor was like a friend of yours and now they're huge. It's like, but he's the guy that did Maelstrom.
Right.
So Maelstrom is amazing.
Excellent. Cool. Yeah.
And there's another one. There's another movie I haven't seen in years, but I really like called Bad Guy. I think it's an Asian movie. I don't know if it's Korean. I think it's Chinese. It's called Bad Guy. And this, it's about this bad guy who like, he like captures this girl or something. And he doesn't say anything the whole movie. The guy doesn't say one word. And it's a really fucked up dark movie. But I always loved it. I haven't seen it in years, but great random movie.
And there goes another DF4Q. I've toyed with the idea of having a barbecue where I invite all the filmmakers who I've interviewed for Discover Film. And just maybe, during hot dogs and burgers, people are going to recognize that some have chosen Dark Knight as their favorite, and some have chosen Dark Knight as most overrated. I'm not trying to start any fights, I just think it's kind of cool how the same film keeps popping up in different parts of people's lists. Alright, you can learn more at discoverfilm.net. You can get links to George Moyse's film, Counterclockwise, which is definitely something you should watch. There's, of course, links to all the other podcasts and the film festivals and lots of other interesting stuff, so hit discoverfilm.net sometimes. Thanks for listening.